And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined here in the studio by the University of Missouri Director of Bands, Brian Silfy. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the program, Aaron.
Always. So you're here to talk about an upcoming performance from the University Wind Ensemble, but this is a special performance because you'll also have a visiting band from Liberty North High School also playing.
That is correct. In the MU Bands area, we do like to invite area and regional high school bands in to perform with us. We think that's a terrific way to get them on campus and to begin the early stages of our recruitment of these talented musicians. So in this case, we'll have the Liberty North High School Wind Symphony, which is a very fine group conducted by Shane Fuller.
Nice. And what do you have planned for this show?
Well, if you like band, you're going to hear two bands. There's a lot of music. We won't try to keep you there too long in the holiday season. But Liberty North will perform four different pieces, Christmas tunes to non-Christmas tunes. And our portion of the concert, we have five pieces. I'll just highlight a couple of those for people who may want to come out. But we're featuring our saxophone professor, Leo Sagigat, who's performing on a wonderful piece by Ron Nelson called Danza Capriccio. It's about a 10-minute saxophone concerto, and that's going to be guest directed by my wonderful colleague, Amy Knops. And so we've really enjoyed having Leo with us in rehearsal, and I can tell you, you don't want to miss that one because he is outstanding, and it'll be a real tour de force on that concert on Wednesday night. And then also we're doing two other pieces of note. One is called Into the Silent Land, and it is a piece that was written by a composer who actually went to Sandy Hook Elementary School. So he wrote this piece in memory of those unfortunate souls who were lost in that school shooting. And so it's such a powerful piece, a beautiful emotional piece, and I don't know how many dry eyes there'll be in the audience, but it's been real great for us to be able to go through this piece and to talk through a lot of the things that when that occurred all the way through now, which we know that gun violence issue has not been cured. So we've been talking about that as an ensemble. And then the last piece that immediately follows that is a piece called Shout by an African-American composer, Omar Thomas. And this piece couldn't be further away from Into the Silent Land. It is a black gospel tune. And just like the title indicates, it's just we're shouting, it's joyful, it's just like you're in a black gospel choir, you're in church. And so it's a great juxtaposition from this very pensive, melancholy, emotional piece into this piece that just lets loose. And so we get to kind of free ourselves from all of that pain from Into the Silent Land into a piece called Shout.
That's wonderful. So then, well, first off, I suppose we should say when this is. This is coming up on Wednesday, the 4th of December. This is at 7 o'clock. So this is a week from today, Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m. This is at the Missouri Theater, so big stage, nice big room.
Yeah, certainly. And to get all these students on stage, I will say at the very end of the concert, we're actually going to be joined by all of the Liberty North High School seniors. So I had about 12 or 13 more individuals to a stage that's already going to be pretty packed. But their conductor is going to lead this massed band in a great march by Henry Fillmore entitled Americans We. So you're going to get a lot of band and then even more band at the very end of the concert.
That's great. So if you're a fan of wind band and wind ensembles in general and great music, and, you know, music as and this comes up from time to time, music is a healing art and a healing process. Like, you know, I mean, you take especially like a piece like the one you were describing earlier, and then but also, you know, able to transition into another piece that is a release, but also is a healing process as well. And music is always such a great representation of that.
Yeah, one of the interesting things from a music education perspective is when you're programming a concert like this, how do things flow and why would you pick certain things? That's really important for the audience, but it's also important for our students because I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact when they go to a concert, these are not professional musicians. They are students mm-hmm. who are in an ensemble where we're tasked as conductors, unlike professionals where it's just make it sound great and that's it. Well, of course, that's a huge component of what we do, but there's an educational component that is missing from professional groups. And so, like I said earlier, we've talked about a lot of the issues that have come up around gun violence and what that means to individuals and our society. And so those are the things I think that get lost sometimes when just Joe Q Public comes to a concert and we want to wow them with our musicianship, but there's also other things that are happening in our day-to-day rehearsals.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming by, Brian. And of course, come out, see this great show. Again, this is the Liberty North High School Wind Symphony under the direction of Shane Fuller and then the University of Missouri Wind Ensemble and then a combined unit of the two.
Bring your earplugs.
Hardly. And that is all coming next week, Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater here in downtown Columbia. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Mm-hmm.